Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to thee, Lord Christ. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the sea. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue named Jairus came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him. And a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians, and all had spent all she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse. She touched his cloak, for she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And the disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe." He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know of this and told them to give her something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee.
May the works that I've done speak for me. May the life that I live speak for me. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen. Please be seated. Do not fear. That's what caught my attention the multiple times that I read the text of the gospel, which of course, the first few times, I instantly translated as "no fear," which made me start thinking about the t-shirt company back in the 90s, and yeah, so, no fear. I remember standing in this very spot and talking to you about the Canaanite woman. Father Fred, why are there so many unnamed women in the Bible? The Canaanite woman had the temerity to speak to Jesus, a man and a rabbi, on the street, in public, asking for her daughter to be healed. Can you just imagine? And yet, Jesus healed her daughter because of her faith in him, her belief in him. Today's reading, though, As if it weren't bad enough for women to speak to Jesus, today's woman touched him. She touched his clothing. She just reached out her hand and touched a man. She had heard of Jesus. She'd heard the stories and thought to herself, can I be healed? We've all been there. We've all known someone in need of healing, be it physical, spiritual, emotional, or even corporately as a community. At some point, we, all of us, need healing. But will it come? The synagogue leader's daughter was raised whilst others die. This woman was healed of her hemorrhages of 12 years, but someone would die of theirs after 5. People die and are not raised soon after. People get sick and are not healed quickly. We can ask for healing, but what does healing mean? My wife had hemorrhages, or at least unexplained bleeding, for years. We prayed and asked for her to be healed, and she was. Thanks to God and the knowledge of science and medicine given to us, she was healed of that bleeding. And then the cancer moved to a new spot. Do our prayers work? Do you get what you pray for? Maybe. Sometimes. Not always. Does that mean you shouldn't pray? Of course not. Of course you should pray. Nearly every time I'm up here, I will remind you to pray frequently, genuinely. Have that conversation, that communication with God. To pray, to ask something of God, is to deepen your relationship with Him. Just remember, as I said last week, ask of God, don't demand. Remember what happened to Job. We need to trust that God is here, that God is there. You can take your rage, your pain, your frustrations to God. God can withstand our lack of understanding. God can be there with you in your pain. In the midst of tragedy, before you get to solace, you can invite God into your pain. God's there already. But you can notice, and you can know that you are not alone. We can always trust in God. We may not get the answers that we want, but we can ask. Today's gospel is as much about Jesus' compassion for grieving parents as it is about the miracle that he performed, as much about connecting with the unclean woman as his healing her. When she touched Jesus' cloak, immediately she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware of the power that had gone forth from him, Jesus turned to the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" She threw herself at his feet and confessed. And Jesus called her daughter, for that's what she was. She was someone's daughter, every bit as precious as Jairus' daughter, or mine, or the kids at Aviva. He praised her faith and tells her to go in peace. He did that on his way to the house of Jairus, synagogue leader, a well-known member of the community, who would also throw himself at Jesus' feet and ask for the healing of his daughter. A tacit acknowledgement of Jesus' power and ability to heal. In these two stories in one, both victims are not just female, but ritually unclean at that. Jesus healed them both, risking in that day of becoming unclean himself. Through this, Jesus shows us how to love our neighbors, how to deny societal norms, how to be radical. As I seek to follow him, I must do this too. In these readings, I see Jesus calling us to live and love as he did. Jesus denied church customs, religious customs, societal customs, to speak with and touch and heal those who are sick. Throughout the Bible, or through the New Testament anyway, we see Jesus prioritizing the weak, the poor, the suffering, the outcast, and the orphans. Those who may need a hand up or a hand out, be it a book to read, a bag of food from ICS, a blanket, or a blessing. In our lives, we should be as Christ, be his hands in the world, and help where we can. It's not always going to be easy. Doing the right thing can be hard. Stepping away from the crowd, standing out from the crowd, is hard. But have faith. In our lives, we can and should have faith in our prayers. Believe in Jesus. Believe that he will accomplish all that he promised to do. Don't be afraid. Only believe. Amen.